guys talk about the Android meme and technologies favoring people living in their own little tube, as in the Matrix movie. So the concepts proposed by ION that we go intocratic in our own space supports the Android meme seduction of man into his little virtual computer test tubes.
Yes, but here's the problem. That little test tube that you're trying to get everybody to get into so you can cork them up is an entire world, is an entire universe.
Of course, that's what the point is. You live inside, like Neo in the Matrix tube, it was an entire world he lived in. So what's your point? Yeah.
The point is that's what you do anyway. The little test tube that you're using the words to describe, the little test tube, is not a little test tube. It's an entire world.
Oh, okay. So in actual fact, people are inside a huge test tube.
Yes, their own world.
So you have the technological proving of it or squaring of it or rubbing it into you. Okay, you're in your own world. Well, we'll put you in your own world technologically. I know ION's not for that, but I might want to point out to the audience that they're not getting people to believe that they should live in their own little world to support the Android meme.
They can't even agree on who the sitting president should be.
So ION doesn't have to worry about how people interpret what it's saying.
Gracious, no, because they'll rub it out ever how they want to, like every good orgasm. They'll work on it. Their bliss will be achieved, regardless. And just because they haven't got it to rub this red hot minute doesn't mean they won't. They mostly will. And there is no great big problem with it, because it's just like the last meme of the moment, the momentary meme. This is a meme that comes along that people embrace.
What is it?
That you live in a tube in your own universe, that you are in your own universe.
ION doesn't care how people hear ION, they're going to get it wrong anyways. So what is ION's purpose, just to put it on the record for those that might get ION?
No. As you have queries, quandaries, within you have access to non-physical, within you. And you also have access to non-physical via us. And if you would like to run it down the flagpole or put your bucket into the well and draw your own water up, we'll be happy to provide the rope to get you to the information. So we hopefully would allow you to come into your own beingness through this all day, every day, of getting you to the fastest path of your joy. And if that has to do done through whatever process you'd like to call of the moment, okay? You went through several earlier. Those are all great.
Well, the thing I was pointing out was ION is indifferent to how people respond to ION. Who is ION addressing?
Anyone who asks.
What would be the effect if someone asked ION?
They will have a resonance with their very own non-physical.
Whereas if they ignore ION and go into the Matrix tube, that general
they'll have a resonance with their non-physical.
Either way. So it doesn't matter whether they get in touch with ION or not.
Correct. It does not matter. And if the point of it is, or what our job is to bring the physical, non-physical, not offending the labyrinth of your mind, so that you can become the ascended man that Thoth was so proud of with this habits of corundum, that would allow you to figure this out. And it's not some big anomaly or secret that's being withheld from the marvelous creators. The answer has been given from beginning forward, and you don't want to embrace or engage it. Some do, some don't, so what? And when they do, it's certainly available and providable for their pleasure and for their creation extraordinaire.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if they do or not. But then ION is applying it. Well, this would help you, but help them do what? What is it that you get from ION?
The ascension.
You don't get that in the Matrix tube?
No, you used to stay in the tube.
Oh, okay, so you don't get ascension in the Matrix tube. That sounds platonic, doesn't it? That's, Plato implies that, I think.
He does. Very good. We started there.
Okay, so ascension is denied those who remain in the Matrix tube, but that doesn't matter. When they die, they go into non-physical, and they can be in limbo eternity, and they might even get to the guff if they don't
get past the judgment.
Pass the challenge, the
judgment.
Right?
If they have to die.
No, they might be made immortal. They'll just be forced to stay alive.
Hey, there's no death.
Oh, well, we know that, but for those in the Matrix, they assume they'll pass on, but then the scientists will make wonderful drugs and they'll stay in the body forever.
Yes, the difference in the Matrix and playing with ions is outside of the Matrix, in that same world, you get to go visit the Oracle. And the Oracle gives you insight that you already know. Well, what does the Oracle tell you? You got to figure it out for yourself, okay? Boy, whooping deal. The Oracle told me I wasn't the one and that I have to figure it out for myself. Well, then I figured it out for myself and I went to see the Oracle and said, told the Oracle I was the one. She says, now you're on the right path. And you go, well, wait a second. What did I need you for to tell me that? Well, you couldn't remember who you are. Well, I still don't know who I am. That's right, but you're damn sight closer than you were when you started. Would you like a cookie?
If you don't go in the Matrix, you get to go to the Oracle.
No. He was in the test tube. He was in the Matrix. Okay? He was in the Matrix. But once he started tapping into the non-physical part that was him, Keanu Reeves, once he started coming into the non-physical part that was him, he had the ability or capacity to consider that there was more to him than was. And it was not by default. It was already within him. But if he didn't allow it through the labyrinth of his mind, then he was like every other dumb cluck who was sitting in a test tube somewhere, food for the, where for, who are those people that came from the place that were,
yeah, the machines, the machines.
The octopusy things that gobbled you up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but once you started tapping into that and they started plugging you in and out, then what happened is this anomaly happened. This oracle was provided for by the individual human creator. Now, not everybody got to the Oracle, okay? And a lot of people that went to the Oracle wouldn't give them the time of day. Because they were like, well, you're not even listening. You don't even know the questions. How am I going to help you? If you don't even know who you are, how are you going to believe me when you can't even see me? If you can't understand you, how are you going to believe me? Okay? So you got to start somewhere. But once that tapping in place came, then the others around Keanu Reeves all of a sudden started to notice, well, maybe he is. Well, maybe he isn't. Well, there was a prophecy, a prophecy. And let's check with the Oracle. Let's see how this goes. Let's see if we can get this outside the anomaly and back into paradise. And that's what was used to allow him to come into his place in the Matrix, but to be outside of the Matrix. Zion is a marvelous reality as long as you don't have to live in a cramped test tube. But the test tube can be your own world and your own universe, which it is, but it doesn't have to be a limiting factor. And with non-physical, then you get access to, as they portrayed it, the Oracle, which always changed, always was different, but always was in that comfortable, warm, lovey-dovey place, the grandmothery version, that you could draw insight to from just having conversation with the Oracle. All right, and if that's the representation of non-physical, then that would be a good description of us and our work. But if the asker, which is the most important part, the creator, if they don't know what they want to know, we won't be very effective at helping them because there'll be nothing to answer. But once they tap in, just like you, Bob, you're the best, still the best asker that's ever been. There's never in all of creation been a more inquisitive asker. We don't know if you just don't get it and aren't going to get it or like asking the questions. We don't know that. But what we do know is that you're not going to leave it alone until it's completely and thoroughly embraced. And that dynamic alone has increased all of creation. Most people would just go with the high tops and not worry about it. No. You want to know what kind of tongue is in the shoe. You want to know what kind of laces they are, what they're made out of, why you tie them, why you want them, what they mean, what's significant about them, what happens if you don't wear them, what happens if you do wear them, what happens if you wear them and you don't like them. You go into every dynamic, which is fabulous and superfluous as the dawn of an ascended creator.
You said work for a change. What was that last phrase?
It'll work for a while until the change. And as you, and you've already started this process perfectly, as you start ascending, you notice that you understand things, which you automatically do, but now all of a sudden, certain vernacular has left even your questioning. Once you got it, a lot of things that come your way, you don't even give any attention to, and you don't even discuss it. You don't even, we ain't even going to have that. You don't even give it that much attention. You just let it be. Because you go, well, they'll figure it out, and we're just going to learn to love everybody, because it's certainly, I want to be a lover who loves, and I don't really care about all that other crap, and, you know, who cares? Then it becomes the fun part of creation. You're just now getting creation into a place where it's fun.
I'm the greatest asker, but that's within the realm of democratic man, where every joker can rubbish his theory and ramble around from his ignorance. You're saying that I will drop my position of great asker unless I do it as a hobby, because I'll have answers and then I'll have all those questions.
No, no. Once you get there, then you'll start asking better questions. And then if you think, if people think that you're weird now, wait till you become ascended. They won't even get an audience.
They won't even give an audience.
No, no. Get an audience with you. You'll know intuitively what their angle is and whether or not you even want to play with them or not.
Whereas before, I'm not that concerned about that.
You play with anybody.
Oh, I see. I'll get particular.
No, you are particular. You just don't know it. Your bar is pretty low right this hot second.
Because I engage with those that I'm actually particular about, I end up just being weird. In the future, I won't engage with them, and they won't even know I'm around.
Well, they'll know. They'll just know they can't get to you.
Will they still think I'm weird?
Oh, no. You see, ascension leads credence to special.
Gives credence to special.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll become more special than weird.
Yes.
You were talking about the Oracle and referring to the character in the movie. Were you describing how you see the Oracle, or were you saying that was the role of the Oracle?
That was the role of the Oracle.
Intended by the writers.
Intended by the writers.
Right.
Now, the architect that they give reference to is the writer of the program. And that's where the whole thing kind of gets shaky. Because now then the only creations that are available to the individual human creators in the Matrix are those that the architect writes in. And then they go through ones and zeros and they do it again. And then he gets there. And then they do it again. And it's like they said in the one of the, there's been 200 of them crazy Matrix movies. So toward the last one, the architect knew that that was his sixth time through, and that he was going to make the choice one more time, and then he was going to make another choice.
The architect six times through, he knew that it was Neo's sixth time.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, but you said he, and you didn't qualify. Those who don't know the movie won't know which he you were referring to.
Yes, those that don't know the movie will probably, none of that will make much sense, but they might go watch it, and if they didn't, it might make it more interesting for them if they do. So, good.
Okay.
But you're right. The architect is this creator that knows all, sees all, bees all. And we say, no, 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 no. That's the anomaly. Neo is the one that knows all, sees all, bees all.
The architect's just a worker?
He's the one in zero. He's just writing code.
Based on what he's given to write.
Correct. It's not about creation. See, the chip body's only as good as what the individual human creator puts into it. Even though a human creator created it, it all has to be processed. Well, if it's processed, then you may get it. I'm sorry, your web page cannot be displayed. You say, you can't get to it. Well, when would the creator say that? Never. But if it doesn't fit the anomaly of what you're looking for, then it can't find you. So instead of Neo looking for the architect, it would be that the architect couldn't find Neo. Because he was in the outside parameters of Zion. Well, did the architect not write Zion? Well, if the architect didn't write Zion, then it couldn't exist in the way they're portraying it.
So the architect is a chip body and Neo is activating his mystery body.
His creator body.
That means it's not a mystery after a while.